This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat and Southwind District with your Extension Crop Report. Any job is best done with properly maintained equipment. If it's too wet to be in the field, now is a good time for producers to calibrate their spraying and planting equipment. Over the season, you'll push tens of thousands of dollars of seed and chemicals out of your sprayers and planters, so an afternoon of calibration is going to be well worth the effort. A properly calibrated sprayer not only ensures the correct amount of application, but can also save money as well. The first step in sprayer calibration is to fill the sprayer with clean water. If done correctly, you'll likely get some water on you in the process, so make sure the sprayer is clean. Check for leaks, working pressure gauges, and each nozzle is clean and working. Nozzle tip wear is hard to determine just by looking at it. If in doubt, replace the nozzle tips despite their expense. Flow rates increase with nozzle tip wear, so old nozzles are going to cost more in excessive applications. Step 2 is to make sure the ground speed is accurate to the speedometer. Much like in your vehicle, the speedometer can be off for a number of reasons. Run a distance at spraying speed with a loaded sprayer. Measure the time it takes and how far the sprayer went, then divide it out to determine ground speed. Don't forget that wheel slippage can read speeds faster than actual. Step 3 is for the bookwork. Find the sprayer volume charts with certain nozzle tips and determine operating pressures. The nozzle manufacturing information should have flow rates based upon operating pressures to determine the ounces of flow per minute for that nozzle. Step 4 is where you'll likely get your pants a little wet. Use a graduated cylinder or a catchment pitcher made for calibrating sprayers to collect 1 minute's worth of spray at constant pressure designed for that nozzle. Record spray amounts for each nozzle. Step 5 is to determine the spray rate that would be applied per acre. There are some phone app calculators for sprayer calibration to help with the calculation. If flow rates are off, then pressures need to be adjusted, and step 4 repeated to check for spray amounts. As a general rule, it takes 10% less pressure to reduce spray amounts by 5%. If the flow rates are too far off or the spray nozzles are inconsistent, indicating uneven wearing, then they need to be replaced. Even the more expensive ceramic nozzles are cheaper to replace than just a small amount of over-application over thousands of acres. Nozzles can be cleaned, but they can't be repaired. Also remember that there are a number of phone apps to help with the calibrations. Planters are calibrated in much the same way, except it's counting seeds rather than collecting water. Calibrated planters to ensure the proper distance between seeds and the seeds per acre has a direct benefit to yields and will likely save seed cost. If there are any questions over sprayer or planter mechanics, I'd be happy to help how I can, but honestly, with all the different types of equipment, it's probably better to call your equipment dealer. Give me a call if you're having any trouble finding certain calibration information at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.